was it for you to be a part of this victory here tonight and make sure that you're a part of what is a big game for a lot of momentum down the road here?
Well, these are the last, 10, 11 games are important, so you want to be able to go, be able to, provide what you can to help the team out. We have a very talented team from top to bottom, so I wasn't worried if I couldn't play, but nice to be out there and get the win.
You guys keep saying that it's about finishing strong. But was there a part of you that wanted to make that statement and beat the Lakers and be out there for that?
Yeah, I mean, just because of the Lakers and because of where they are in the standings and where we are in the standings, I mean, that's these games matter. And you got to take advantage of them, especially when you're at home. So that was the key for tonight, and it was a good win for us.
How did you convince Coach Jackson that you could play?
Just being honest with him and telling him how I felt. Went out and did my warm-up and wasn't compensating at all. I was sore, but it wasn't anything I had to kind of baby while I was out there. So I felt good, and he knows that I'll try to be as smart as possible and kind of remove myself from the situation and really make a judgment call on how I feel to be able to play.
To be at this point in the season and play as many games as you have, do you feel like you put that behind you a little bit? Is it kind of vindication at all at this point?
I mean, I've been through a lot with obviously the ankle, but this year has been just a new feeling. If I have an episode, it's been able to bounce back quickly, so I didn't. Like I said, after the game, I didn't have any worries that it would last too long. I know how it feels kind of at the moment that it happens, and I've healed quickly. So it's a good feeling to be able to come back after 48 hours and be able to play.
Was any part of you thinking it would be best to rest it for two more days and come back Wednesday?
I mean, it was a thought after shoot around when I was stiff this morning, and if we had a game at 10, I wouldn't have played. So that crossed my mind, but being able to continue treatment for the rest of the day, get some rest, and see what happened tonight, I was able to suit up.
What does it mean to you guys to beat a team like the Lakers? I mean, they're not the Lakers that they usually are, but still, they've been a team that's played well against you guys in the past and helped you this year.
It's sort of similar to San Antonio, like you haven't beat a team in a while. You take that personally. We didn't get it done against San Antonio. We still got to get them, but on the road, but you haven't beat a team in six straight times, I think, or five or six straight times. You want to take care of business, especially at home. We all knew what the situation was, and we were able to go out and play well and have a great start to the game. Got a little cold in the fourth quarter, but able to finish it out.
You guys also get the sense now you really feel like you're in the playoff push now with these last few
seasons? We've been in it. Mm-hmm. Nothing's changed since after All-Star break. You know what the situation is. Like I said, every game matters. Moving towards the bigger picture, coming April 17 when the season's over with, we want to be in a good position and be playing our best basketball, and that's what we're striving to do.
How excited are you guys now knowing that you guys are playing for your playoff positioning, and obviously compared to the years you've had here prior?
Well, me personally, that is a big deal. The first 3 years, at this point in the season, we were kind of off the radar, and guys are just working on the games, basically, and just trying to get better. But, these, like I said, every game is important for us to keep, striving to play more complete games in 48 minutes so that when, we get into the playoff series that we're able to not only just get there, but be a serious threat to any team that we're playing in the top four. So, we're excited about the process and the task at hand, pretty much.
Was the mindset just to take it at the Lakers, be aggressive, and take it as it goes? Was that your mindset, person?
Yeah, you have to be aggressive in transition and anything you run in a pick and roll. They still have talent, obviously. I'm sure a lot of people thought they'd be better or have a better record than what they are, but they still have the capability of turn it on. Obviously Kobe can do what he did tonight, and the result might be different. But you have to be aggressive. You have to go right at him when the game starts, so that you kind of set the tone and get the pace to where we want it.
If there was any negative from tonight's game at all, is it the fact that you guys maybe could have closed them out a little bit better?
Yeah, we only scored 15 points in the fourth quarter and gave them too many free throws in the second half. But we just we got a little stagnant, but we still got good shots. It's like a couple ones we might have forced, but for the most part, we got good pick and roll shots and good paint touches, and just didn't make any shots. So the sign of a good team is just we found a way to win however. You'd like to win by 20 and kind of coast to the finish line, but some nights that's not going to happen.
Bogut just said that he was in a very dark place a couple weeks ago just with where his game was. Did you guys pick that up, and what can you do about that when your big guy's down?
Just keep encouraging him. I called a couple plays to start the games for him to try to just get him involved. And you encourage him. He's a pro. He's going to work on his game and get his body right so that he can get back to the type of play that he's used to. But you just have to be patient with him and just encourage him along the way and try to get him his some easy touches in the game so that he can get his flow back.
As close as you guys are, you probably knew he wasn't feeling wonderful about himself, I would imagine.
I mean, it's been a tough year. I can relate to that. I mean, you come out of a summer with high expectations to be a part of a team after a big trade, and I'm sure he envisioned things going differently, especially after the first four games he played. And Isaiah had to sit out for two months, so it's been rough, kind of up and down. And now that he's healthy, getting his game to where he wants it, that's another task in itself. So he just has to be patient with it, and I think he's done that great. And now he's showing how important he is to our success in the future.
You got that high pick and roll with him in the late going, a big possession, and you get it to him, and he takes a dribble and extends and finishes. I hadn't really seen him that. I don't know if you'd seen him do that. Is this how important a play is Bogut being able to finish in that situation?
That's huge, because that's what the play called for was. You know, they had me and Dwight and Steve Blake and engaged, and he was at the right below the free throw line, and that's a play that either he's going to step into a little short range floater like he likes to shoot, or when he attacks the rim like that, that gets us going too. He did miss it. He didn't have his rhythm earlier when he was just coming back off the injury, where he could really lift and get off the floor and finish at the rim. So you see him catch a couple of alley oops and finish a play like he did tonight. So that's big for us.
How satisfying is that for you, being a point guard, to not just get anyone involved, but to get Bogut involved and to see him get better as the season goes along like this?
It's rewarding. I mean, like I said, when you're out there, you just try to make the right plays, and when all five guys are capable of finishing it off, that makes your job a little easier, and it just creates a little team chemistry that everybody has an opportunity to make plays. And we have confidence in each of my teammates to get it done when the button's pushed and the time is called. So that's huge for us playing, having good offensive possessions every possession.
Have you gotten more comfortable throwing the lobs, or are you just throwing more lobs?
Just throwing more, just trying to attack the rim. And when you see a big guy come over, you got to make the right play. Throwing like probably four in the last two games, so it's kind of different. But when you're able to get by your man and draw a defender, that's the play that you have to make.
Florida Gulf Coast.
How about it?
Huh?
Another small school making a big time name. 15, see, that's pretty good, though.
2 wins. 41 wins is the first time you're going to be finishing at least 500.
Hopefully a lot better than that. at least 500. But, yeah, that's nice to hear. I mean, I think I was 24, 36, and whatever we were last
26.
Year. So that's... It's a big step forward. Yeah, so big step forward for us. And that's why I said this is meaningful, not only try to taste the playoffs for the first time, but from where we were in my rookie year, to kind of see the changes that have been made, it's pretty special.
You know your magic number?
Is there a magic
number? It's mathematical because it's Utah or Dallas.
We got 10 games left, I'm getting this, what is it, 6?
Something like that, yeah.
Got that.